Well, my next guest is an author and attorney with over two decades of experience handling civil litigation in state and federal court in Louisiana. He's written three-volume book series about fake news exposed, about Donald Trump. Daniel Street is with me today. Daniel, good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
What a important ruling yesterday from the Supreme Court, 9-0. And it's remarkable to me that some people on the left, some of the bobbleheads on MSNBC and elsewhere, are trying to dismantle the court, to undermine the court, to say, well, they've gotten it wrong. They were 9-0. There was some dissent of sorts saying that the court didn't need to go as far as it did from the three liberal justices and Amy Coney Barrett a little bit as well. But look, 9-0 is 9-0. There's no wiggle room here, is there?
No, the United States Supreme Court put an end to the efforts to disqualify President Trump under the 14th Article 3 of the 14th Amendment. And in fact, the majority held that Congress would have to pass enabling legislation that doesn't exist now in order for those challenges to be made with respect to federal offices. So all of that nonsense is over with.
Well, it is to a point, but then I see Jamie Raskin, Democrat member of Congress, saying, we need to pass a law right now to block Donald Trump. They just don't give up. When they look at the polls, and the polls are this bad, I'm not sure how bad it is in Louisiana, but here in Michigan, Donald Trump's up by 5 points. It must be double that or more in places like Louisiana. The Democrats are scared to death of this upcoming election because they are stuck with a candidate that they know is about the worst candidate in American history. That's the problem here for them, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, you know, you were in the earlier segment, you were talking about 36% of Americans give President Biden an A or a B on the economy. I think that's inflated. He's so far underwater in Louisiana that there's no hope for him. And really, that's what all these efforts were about. The Democrats wouldn't have been trying to get Trump disqualified from running for office if he couldn't win the election. So hopefully we put the end to that nonsense as well.
Well, hopefully, but here's the next step. And I have got to be honest. Donald Trump yesterday came out at Mar-a-Lago. He didn't spike the football. He was very level. He was very on point. And he said a couple of things to Joe Biden. One of them, he said, Mr. Biden, you have to stop the weaponization of the DOJ, or President Biden, however he put it. And that was an important point because he said, you have to stop doing that. Let the voters decide. And this woman in Colorado said she trusts the American people, and yet she continued to say that they got the case wrong. Well, if you trust the American people, let them vote, right?
Yeah, I believe you're referring to the Colorado Secretary of State, Ms. Griswold, which is, you know, I marvel at the ability of some people to win elections. How that person got elected statewide in the state of Colorado is a mystery. But the reality is President Trump is correct that the weaponization of federal law enforcement and the United States Department of Justice needs to end. It needs to end right now. And if it did end right now, it would take 20 years for those federal institutions to regain the credibility they've lost due to the misuse of their powers by the Biden regime.
Well, yeah, you wonder if those federal institutions can get their credibility back. You look at the FBI, you look at some of the games that were played, you know, against it, still being played, I'm going to guess. Not over, still being played to game and rig this system. The other thing that the president said to Joe Biden yesterday was, Joe Biden, close the border. You have the power to do it. I had it, you have it, close the border. In Louisiana, you must feel the impact of that open border more than I do in Michigan. Now, we feel it here, so I know you've got to feel it there. And those are the things that are really driving the electorate. First, the economy that you just mentioned. And second, maybe first, the border. For so many people, it's a big problem. What do you say?
Yeah, it's an absolute disaster. And you're right, we are feeling it. You know, here in Louisiana, where I live, we're 14 hours from the border. And that sounds like a long way, but believe me when I tell you that we're feeling it. And you're exactly right that this entire problem was created by the Biden administration. In fact, by President Biden himself. Within the first day in office, he suspended deportation for people who enter the country illegally, which is in direct defiance of federal law. And he's taken move after move after move to create this problem. He has the authority to stop it. He can turn it around right now. And refuses to do so, and instead misrepresents to the American people that he doesn't have the power.
He does have the power.
Totally dishonest.
Yeah, he does have the power. He could call up the National Guard. He could call in the folks from local sheriff's departments, police departments. He could allow the Congress to move forward with legislation so that, I mean, because the Supreme Court did say that enforcement of immigration is federal, not state, putting the Texas law that was supposed to take effect this week on hold, at least for now. Congress could move to pass a law to allow states like Louisiana or Texas or whomever to arrest illegals and have them deported. He's blocking it. This is by design. That's the way it looks for us up here. What do you say?
Yeah, no doubt. In fact, I've written about this. I've written on my Substack and written some articles about it. The United States government has the tools in place right now to control the border, period. End of story. There's no debate about it. The president has extraordinary authority, and he's used that authority to undermine federal immigration enforcement and border control. And there's no debate about that. And we could sit here and we could talk for an hour about the executive orders that President Biden has issued to undermine border control and immigration.
Yeah, in fact, I've had Alejandro Mayorkas have a clip of him that I've run several times recently where he brags about how many executive orders that they rescinded from Donald Trump, and that's how we got where we are. Daniel Street, last thing I need to ask you about is the next big Supreme Court case. That, of course, is on immunity. They'll have, I think, oral arguments on the 22nd of April. You look into your crystal ball, what do you find?
Great question. In fact, that's what I call it. When I shake it up and look at my crystal ball, the United States Supreme Court is in all probability going to find that the president does have immunity for official acts. And the question is going to be whether the acts that are implicated in this indictment are official acts or not. And so what I anticipate, and you know, there are some people doing some fantastic analysis of these issues, and the consensus is the Supreme Court is going to send this back to the district court for an evidentiary hearing to develop evidence about the nature of the acts that were undertaken and to see if they fall within the core official acts that for which the president is going to have immunity. The notion that Congress can have immunity and the judiciary has immunity for official acts, but the president does not, is ludicrous. The court's going to reverse that. And the only question is going to be whether these actions by President Trump were within that immunity, in my opinion.
Daniel Street, greatly appreciate you being here. Author and attorney, a couple of decades handling civil litigation. Thank you for getting up early. I know it's early in Louisiana, but I appreciate you doing it, my friend.
Thank you for having me on. Glad to be here.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. All right, still to come, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation also weighing in on what's happening. Here's a question. Who can you trust? Government leaders? Self-appointed experts, they all lead us astray. You need to be prepared when something happens. When there's no one to depend on yourself. Where do you start? How about this? Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. Grab Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Save $60 right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families. They can help you. That's right. Preparewithgruber.com. You can load up right now and save $60 per kit. Preparewithgruber.com. I'm ready. Are you? Hans von Spakovsky right around the corner.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smushed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. It felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.